Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 22nd of May. European Central Bank President Lagarde did, after all, find an opportunity to talk policy yesterday with an Irish television interview. One must learn never to underestimate the ability of ECB President Lagarde to speak in public. The remarks signalled that a June rate cut is likely coming, which is what the market expects, and Lagarde justified this by saying that inflation was under control. From the perspective of the glittering wonder that is the euro, these remarks are not perhaps especially significant. From the perspective of the US, there is more relevance. Measured on a like-for-like basis, US inflation is the same as that of the euro area at the moment. So, why is the United States not moving rates? One explanation may be politics. Politicians around the world crave simplicity, and that is certainly true in the States. For years, US politicians have been trained to use the flawed headline consumer price index when thinking about inflation. Tax brackets, swathes of government spending, and the tips treasury bonds are all tied to this measure. The US Federal Reserve has widely pointed out that this is a flawed measure and it prefers the personal consumer expenditure deflator, amongst other indications of inflation. The problem is that ever since the policy errors of mid-2022, Fed Chair Powell has clearly wanted to hang out with the cool kids of Congress and not the geeks of the Economics Club. The politicisation of inflation as a topic in the States has elevated the role of the Consumer Price Index when the harmonised measure is in fact signalling that inflation is at a level where the Fed, like the ECB, should be cutting rates. The UK offers its range of inflation figures today with the expectation of a large decline in the headline rates as the weirdness of the UK's energy price structure goes through one of its sudden lurches. In fact, UK inflation may well end up being below both that of the United States and the euro area. There are some factors pushing up prices in April, certain automatic price increases for things like mobile phone services, which are tied to a defunct and inaccurate inflation metric, probably because that inflation metric tends to overstate things, which allows for higher price increases, which allows for expanded profit margins. Nevertheless, Bank of England Governor Bailey has signalled that there is now more confidence that lower inflation is going to stick around. And with that, there's an expectation of rate cuts in the UK this summer. Predicting rate cuts over the summer allows a suitable level of vagueness as to precise timing, of course. Japanese April trade data showed an acceleration of export growth, but the acceleration was quite a lot less than had been expected. The pattern of growth is very much what we are used to from other manufacturing hubs, semiconductor-related and auto-related. However, China's demand for Japan's exports was a disappointment, and European demand was also anemic. The trend of the weaker yen in April, which seems to have caused the Japanese Ministry of Finance to intervene in the currency markets, pushed up the value of imports into Japan. Commodity prices are obviously dollar-denominated, so yen weakness on this sort of scale has an automatic and very visible effect on the value of commodity imports in yen terms. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.